views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Listening to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes. This hit call-in show will answer any questions you have about spiritual communication through on-air readings and spirit artistry. Get ready to receive breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten your life. To say this show is educational is an understatement. Dr. Susan is the medium through which spirit communication occurs and fills the canvas of your life.
Everyone, you're listening to the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. Today we have a really exciting show for you, and you need to stay tuned with us on Transformation Talk Radio for the next hour so that you will experience the voices of spirit. Each week on Psychic Professor Show, we have some of the most knowledgeable spiritual voices helping you to answer your personal questions. And today, I'm very, very lucky to have Elizabeth Boyson and Ernie Jackson from the organization Helping Parents Heal. And this is a really important organization that anyone who's lost a child needs to know about. So welcome, Elizabeth and Ernie.
Thank you.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Good. I'm going to start with Elizabeth. And Elizabeth, why don't you tell the listeners your personal story?
Thank you, Susan. I appreciate the fact that you've had us here on the show. Helping Parents Heal was actually created initially because of the fact that my son transitioned at the base camp of Mount Everest. It was in 2009, and when it happened, he was in Tibet, and I was here in the States. I knew that he was having a very hard time getting down the mountain. He was suffering from altitude sickness. I received a call from the director of the program, and he told me that he would give me the cell phone number of one of Morgan's roommates. And I was very fortunate to be able to speak to Colin, who is actually now a very, very close friend. And Colin told me, he was very frank with me, he said, Mrs. Boisson, I don't think that he's going to make it. And it turned out that Morgan had stopped breathing, and they were doing CPR on him on a mountainside in Tibet. And I asked Colin immediately to put the phone up to his ear, and I told Morgan when he did so that we loved him, that we were proud of him, and not to be afraid. And right when I did that, I felt Morgan hug me from the inside. And I know that sounds a little unusual, but it was especially unusual for me because I wasn't yet on my spiritual journey. I actually didn't know what I believed at that time, but immediately when it happened, I knew that love lives forever, and I knew that Morgan would be with us forever, and I felt very, very fortunate. But anyway, I searched for a group that a bereavement group for parents that would possibly allow parents to connect with their children in the afterlife and also discuss these experiences that were happening to me at the time. This was just one of many that happened. And I realized that there weren't any groups at that time that existed. And so a week later, I formed a Facebook group, which is Helping Parents Heal. And then it just grew. We now have our website. We have 46 affiliates around the world, in the United States, in Canada, and in the United Kingdom. But we have a lot of other members who are in other countries throughout the world. And I feel very fortunate to have people like Ernie Jackson helping. He's on our board. He writes for our newsletter. He's incredible, and he's had a similar experience with his own son, Quentin.
All right. With that, Ernie, why don't you tell us about Quentin?
Susan, thanks for having us on. We really appreciate it. Quentin Stone Jackson is our son, and he transitioned 8.5 years ago. It was in a very unusual accident. I don't have to give you those details, but I can tell you he immediately began to transform my life. He immediately began to visit from the other side multiple times, and I, like Susan, really, really didn't know what to think or what to expect. Thirty hours after he transitioned, he was holding my hand. 5 days after he transitioned, he came to a medicine man in the community who came to a member of our support team to let us know that he came through. And then that summer, I saw him in his bedroom, and I was awake. Another morning, I heard him call my name, and he came to me in the most amazing dream vision 4 months after. I mean, it was a visitation, and it just completely and utterly transformed my life. I look at everything differently, and I certainly look at all of our lives differently.
Yes, and I have to tell you that all of the things you're describing with the visitations are all things that I'm very, very familiar with. So it's something that people who are not very spiritual don't understand always, that these things are not their imagination. Now, Ernie, did this change your life spiritually?
In spades. In spades. I mean, nobody could shut me up for 4 years. My first thought was, oh my God, my son's not dead. My son loves us so much that he's gotten word to us, for us, that he's fine. And my next thought was, why didn't I know? And from there, I began reading. But like I said, you couldn't shut me up. So I was running around just telling everybody because this so excited me. I mean, what a dichotomy that is. This so excited me that my son has demonstrated that there is no death. And people began to say, Ernie, hey, buddy, you're going to have to write a book. And we've ended up writing two. And this conversation is probably one of the few conversations that brings me great joy. To talk about Quentin and talk about how he came through and talk about our journey since.
And Elizabeth, how has this changed you spiritually?
Well, I must say that before this happened, I was fortunate to be practicing yoga about twice a day, and I was going to get my yoga teacher training. And I think that, I neglected to say that I had already had a daughter pass in 1991, when we were living in France. I had been pregnant for 6.5 months. I had been in the hospital for 2 of those months under IV because I was having premature contractions. And finally, Chelsea was born, but she only survived for 2 days. But I think that experience pushed me on my spiritual journey a little early, and I think that it actually helped me to be able to connect with Morgan more quickly because of the fact that I already had Chelsea on the other side. And I must say that this experience with Morgan has made me realize that I live with 1 foot here and 1 foot on the other side. And I feel grateful every day when I wake up to have this knowledge, to be able to know that there's so much more. And not only that, to be able to work with all of the kids who are a part of our organization, because I feel that they're constantly pushing me and Ernie and all of the other people who are a part of this organization to move forward and to heal, because that's what they want for us. They don't want us to be sad. They don't want us to be stuck, and they certainly don't want us to be neglecting their siblings, because I think that that's something that happens really frequently when you have a child pass. It's very, very hard to concentrate on everyday life and on the other the other kids who are still here.
Yes.
But I think that what's my vision of the world now is, and this is a friend of mine told me this, that she feels this way with her son as well, that he is home and we're still in school. And I truly believe that that's the way that it is. We're learning enormously every day. But unfortunately,
oh, yes. And we're about to take a break here. And when we come back, I want the two of you to really get into telling us what makes Helping Parents Heal different from other types of parent organizations. We'll be back in a moment. You've been listening to The Psychic Professor Show.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in The Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to The Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
We're back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. But before we continue, I want to make sure everybody knows that this show is sponsored by the Spirit Art Gallery at www.spiritartgallery.net. And my guests today are Ernie Jackson and Elizabeth Boyson, and we are talking about helping parents heal. And Elizabeth, can you tell us what makes helping parents heal a little bit different from other types of parental support groups?
Yes, definitely. Actually, when I was early on in my grief journey, I was going to other support meetings and trying to find a way to be able to talk about my son and possibly even about my daughter, but mostly about my son and the communication that I felt from him and the closeness that I felt with him. And most of the other groups, actually all of the other groups that I attended, didn't want to hear about that and actually didn't allow parents to talk about the connection that they felt. And so I was a little bit confused because I knew that this had happened to me. I didn't feel that I was crazy, but I knew that Morgan had hugged me and that he continued to hug me and that he was doing things in the house that were just incredible. We were getting so many signs from him, and I needed to be able to find other people who would be able to discuss the evidence of the afterlife and be able to discuss the connection that we feel with our kids. And so basically, Helping Parents Heal is a parent support group that allows for the open discussion of connection that we feel with our children in the afterlife, but in a non-dogmatic way. We have no religious affiliation. And it's basically the most important thing about this group is that we realize that it is possible to heal from the passing of a child. And I think that most grief support groups will tell you that you'll be able to move forward, that you might be able to sometimes experience happiness, but that you'll never, ever heal from the passing of a child. Ernie and I are here to tell you that that's actually, it is possible, and that we have, and that the reason that we have is because of the fact that our kids want us to. It's not just us. It's our kids on the other side who want so badly for us to be able to heal and move forward.
And Ernie, how did you get involved with Elizabeth and this group?
That is a wonderful question, Susan. Where I lived at the time, Colorado, like I said, you couldn't shut me up. So my wife and I, Christine, we were talking and speaking and then writing. We did all these things, you know, kind of felt like we were on our own a little bit. And a friend of mine told me about Helping Parents Heal. We had planned to move to Phoenix after the accident. My wife and I really have a tough time tolerating the cold in Colorado. So we moved down to Arizona. We'd already had a home down there. And I went to the Helping Parents Heal meeting, and Elizabeth and I, we spoke the same language. We talked about the same thing. We believed the same thing, had the same experiences, and here we are. We were immediately drawn to each other, and I just kind of taken all of my energies to help share this divine knowledge and just merged them with Elizabeth and Mark Ireland's efforts, and here we are.
No, that's great, because I have to tell you, as a medium, when children come through, they really come through to try to help their parents to heal. And they do want you to heal, and they want you to move on. And I know in many cases that the children on the other side help the parents on this side of life. Sometimes people become, you know, more mediumistic, but sometimes it's just in their life path and the things they're doing. So the kids do help us heal. Now, you gave us some of the signs of how the children come through. Do you have any others, either one of you?
I think both of us have a lot.
We can talk about this all day. I think the most common, from what I understand, is dream visitations. I think that's something that a lot of parents experience. And I think that the most important thing to realize about these dream visitations is that we don't necessarily remember them when we wake up. But a lot of times you just feel so loved and so good when you wake up and you realize that you've been spending time with your child on the other side. And I just wanted to say, when you say move on And when we talk about moving on, we never talk about moving on without our children. I feel, and I know Ernie does, I know everyone in our organization feels, that our kids are holding our hands every step of the way. They are with us. And so when people are afraid of healing because they're going to leave their kids behind, that's a fear that should never happen, because they will be with us forever. And one of the huge important parts of our organization is that we talk about our kids, but we don't necessarily talk about the moment where they pass, which is something that I think a lot of grief groups focus on. We talk about what they're doing now and the way that they interact with us now and how they're making our lives funny because they've done something strange or out of the ordinary or something that could never be a coincidence right now, and how they're actually helping us. I think that they help both us as parents, but also our siblings. I think that siblings, when they live in a well-adjusted household where parents know where their kids are able to flourish because they have that support of their sibling on the other side as well. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk too long about this, but it's such an exciting subject to me.
And Ernie, do you have anything to add to this?
Signs. Yeah. I talk about signs all the time for Christine and I and our daughter. Hummingbirds were doing some really incredible things. It was a deer bedded down outside of our bedroom window. For others, it's other types of birds or dragonflies. And a sign, I mean, get to the point of your question, a sign can be anything. There's no rules associated with how we get signs. When I talk and share with others, I just tell them or ask them, how did it make you feel? You know, our logical minds get in our way to understanding or recognizing a sign. But our heart, with that said, our heart will feel it first. Because a sign, like I said, a sign can be anything. And Quentin's signs lifted my soul and began my journey of healing, and it began my transformation. It is such a dichotomy.
I think that the signs, too, it's important to realize that there are so many different types of signs that we can receive. We can receive signs from smelling their fragrance or hearing their voice, or we get signs through electrical activity or plumbing activity, or we get a phone call from them that comes from their phone. We get a text message from them. We could also get different coincidences or synchronicities, as I was saying, but things that are out of the ordinary, like a coin that has their birth date on it that's placed right in the middle of our path as we're walking forward, for instance. Or, as Ernie's saying, a lot of times these signs come as hummingbirds or deer or other animals that hover near us and are obviously not afraid and spend time with us. But the most exciting thing about all of these signs is that every day when I wake up, I think to myself, what signs are you going to be sending me today? And it's always very fun to see the way that they're going to be communicating with us. I'm sorry. So anyway, I think that's a very good question.
Yes, and it's very interesting that you brought up the fact that now spirits using the electronic media of the day, because I've heard a number of stories of people who have received phone calls from people in spirit. And I know of a woman who received a message on her computer as well from her deceased father. But dreams are certainly the number one way in which people try to come from the afterlife into this one. So these are all really, really great. If I may
just say very quickly, one of our affiliate leaders in Manhattan, Sherry Pearl, is working with EVP, which is electronic voice phenomena, and she records conversations with parents asking questions of their deceased sons or daughters, and she plays a soundtrack of either feminine voices or masculine voices. And when she plays, she does both of these at the same time, simultaneously. And when she plays them back, she gets answers to the questions that the parents are asking that come directly from the kids. So this is becoming more and more frequent, actually, and it's a very exciting new, well, it's actually not new. It's been around for decades now, but it's something that's becoming more and more prevalent right now.
Yes, I agree, and I remember seeing Sonia Rinaldi doing images with this as well with Brazil. And so these are very, very exciting times, and there is absolutely more evidence coming every day about the continuity of life and the fact that when we pass, we don't just die. We do keep our personality, and our friends in spirit can come back and visit us. And with that said, we're about to take another break, and I'm Dr. Susan Barnes, and you're listening to the Psychics Professor Show. And when we come back, we'll see if we can get some tips on how parents can better connect with their children.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
And we're back with the Psychic Professors Show. My guests today are Elizabeth Boyson and Ernie Jackson, and they are representing a group called Helping Parents Heal. And if you know anyone who's lost a child, they definitely must get in touch with Elizabeth and Ernie because their program is just really sensational. Now, my question for you is, how can we tell parents to better connect with their children in spirit?
Ernie, do you want to take that, or would you like for me to take that? Whichever.
We could, you know, I can go first, but I think you'll be able to flesh it out more thoroughly than I will. Susan, when we talk to our family of grieving parents, we really talk about we push meditation. We talk about having quiet time. We've got mediums that are affiliated with or associated with Helping Parents Heal that have actually written books as well. And we go so far, or they go so far, as to advising us to make an appointment, you know, one day a week, a time during the day. I can definitely speak to this. It's more than anything else, it's about being intentional, setting that intention and seeking that quiet time, and then not getting discouraged when you don't get something back right away. And I kind of resonate with that because so many of us are afraid to try because we may fail. And, you know, it takes time sometimes. And for others, I mean, it happens right away. I mean, I am so grateful that Quentin came through before I even knew that I could take steps to reach out to him. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, I think that everything that Ernie said is exactly right, and I also want to add that I got my yoga teacher training as soon as Morgan passed, and I've been giving gentle yoga for healing grief courses to parents twice a week, and I think that being able to not only mentally by doing meditation, which I think is an excellent tool to be able to connect with our children, but also being able to physiologically work at doing heart openers, increasing your balance, doing hip openers, because hips are where we store all of our unwanted emotion, and being able to get rid of that emotion, being able to do to work our spines and work our hips in a way that they allow for us to have this I would say the sensibility, the information that kids are trying to get to us comes easier when our bodies are open to this as well. And I don't advocate being a vegetarian, but that's something that I have been for a very long time. I think that, you know, being able to eat a little bit lighter, maybe white meat, if you are not a vegetarian, fish and things like that, just being able to raise our vibration, because what we're trying to do is raise our vibration so that our kids can maybe lower theirs, because they have to lower it to be able to get on the same wavelength that we're on, and then being able to meet in the middle. So whatever we can do, and it's not only that, it's also being able to volunteer in our communities. I think that helping others is the thing that helps us the most, not only just in our everyday lives, but in being able to connect with our kids and knowing that they're proud of us and that they're looking down almost as though, you know, fathers who are going in a maternity ward, and they're looking at all the different cribs, and they're saying, "Hey, that's my son, that's my daughter." It's the same kind of thing for these kids up there. They're all looking down on us and saying, "Hey, look, that's my mom, that's my dad. I'm so proud of them." And I think that when we realize that they are a part of our lives, so everything that we do impacts them as well. They could never be unhappy, and that's something that's very important to understand. I never, ever want parents to believe that they shouldn't grieve, because grieving is an important part of being able to move forward. And sometimes people tell parents that if you grieve, you're holding your kids back. in the afterlife. That never happens. Uh-uh. They are so good. They're doing so well. But we should all be able to take as much time as we need. But at the same time, when you're ready to start on that spiritual journey and to be able to connect with our kids, at that point, it is important to start realizing that raising our vibration in any way that we can will help us to be able to heal. Our meetings consist of having all different types of healers, as well as psychic mediums, as well as psychologists come to the meetings and help us with ways to connect with our children.
Yes, and what's really interesting is that the way you describe this, setting the attention, raising your vibration, is exactly what we teach people to do to become mediums. Now, there's one other thing that we also teach that I know you have to do to reach your children, which is clear your mind. If you can clear your mind of all the daily clutter and all of the nonsense going on, then you can allow the voices of spirit to come through into your mind. But that's really wonderful. What, Ernie?
I said exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, meditation, sitting down, relaxing, clearing your mind, trying to raise your vibration. Now, another aspect of this in raising the vibration, although you've said it, it is one of the principles of spiritualism, is that we do have to do things for other people, and that our positive actions bring positive reactions back to us. So staying in this positive mode and frame of mind is also really important to helping spirit communication. So, yeah, that's
definitely
just really wonderful. Now, I want to wait and talk about your, I know you have a lot of events coming up, and we're going to talk about that in the last segment. And I know that one of the questions you had was here is, do you truly believe that it is possible to heal from the passing of a child? And the two of you have definitely demonstrated that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, and I must say, I just want to say something about Ernie and Christine. Christine is Ernie's wife. They are the type of people, when they came into our meeting in Phoenix the first time, they're like a ray of sunshine. Both of them are. They exude love, and they are the type of people that if they find out that someone needs their help in a town 2.5 hours away in Arizona, they'll tell that person what time we'll be there. And they are some of the most caring people that I know. This spiritual journey for them is all about helping others. And I think that is the most important thing that all of us needs to learn, is that, and I think that it's been forced on Ernie and Christine and on myself because of the circumstances, but I think that in this world, in general, helping others and the fact that everything comes down to love. There's love is the basis and the most important thing in anything that we do every day.
Absolutely true. Absolutely right. Love is at the heart of everything. So it is like. And I have to tell you that I mentioned your group to a friend of mine today, and she said, oh, she knew a woman who's lost her son and that she really needs help like this. And I did tell her that you did have a national connections, and it was a national organization. So I said to her to tell her to look up your website. At this point, Why don't you give us your website address?
Sure. It's www.helpingparentsheal.org. And if you go on that website, you'll find all of our physical groups that are here in the States, in Canada, and in the UK. We also have a new affiliate, which is called Helping Siblings Heal. And I must say that siblings, unfortunately, have a very hard road to hoe because they frequently have to heal their parents before they can actually heal themselves. And so we had our first meeting in October here in Phoenix. The person who led the meeting is Camber Wilson, is a bereaved sibling, but she's also a psychic medium. And she was explaining at the meeting that she believes that she actually asked Spirit about this, because she says that there's no studies that have been done about this, but she asked Spirit, and Spirit said that siblings are, there's about a 60% rate of siblings being empathic, psychic, etc., and that doesn't surprise me at all, because I know that for Ernie, for myself, for the people that I know, a lot of our kids have that ability now, and I think that it's because they have their siblings on the other side who are helping with this.
Yeah, well, what it is that there have, I think, been studies done on mediums, and for most mediums that I know, they've had some type of a traumatic experience happen in their lives, and the death of a sibling would certainly fall into that category. So that type of event will jar people or start to make them more sensitive and more aware of their innate kinds of mediumistic abilities and their sensitivity abilities. So with that said, we're moving into another break, and you're listening to the Psychic Professor Show. And when we come back from this short break, we're going to find out how you can get in touch with Elizabeth and Ernie. And please tell anyone you know that has lost a child, any parent or siblings, to please contact these people because they can help. So we're on break.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you wanted to be intuitive or psychic but thought those gifts were only for certain people? Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including intuition. Did you know that we're all intuitive, but many times we receive certain messages in our childhood that block us from being able to tune into our intuition at all times? What if you could clear these blocks to access your gifts and always know the truth in any given moment? Don't think it's possible? I was there not long ago. I thought only others had these gifts and you were either born with it or you weren't. I now know we're all intuitive and you can clear the blocks that stop you from being able to access your intuition on all levels. On the other side, I now help others to become intuitive, even psychic. And if this resonates for you and you're ready to own your intuitive powers, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
On the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. And we are here with Elizabeth Boyson and Ernie Jackson from Helping Parents Heal. And now what we want to do is have them tell you how you can get involved. And especially if you know someone who's lost a child and would like some help with this, definitely contact these people. And they have some big events coming up. So, Elizabeth, do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. First of all, I'd just like to say that it's very easy to get in touch with us. We have a Facebook group, which is Helping Parents Heal. That's our main group. We also have Helping Parents Heal Online, which is our Facebook group that's actually for Zoom meetings. So these meetings are available to anyone throughout the United States, or actually even the UK or Europe or other parts of the world, who has internet access. And we have speakers who come and speak for an hour to an hour and a half, four times a month. But we also have a website, which is helpingparentsheal.org, which we spoke about earlier. On that website, we have so much helpful information. And I was just talking to you, Susan, about the providers page, which we have recommended providers for psychic mediums, as well as therapists, as well as healers, as well as all different other types of, you know, people that could help you on your grief journey. We have recommended reading. We have, and Ernie was a big part of putting that together. I think he's probably read the most books of anyone I know. We have all of the group locations, all of our physical locations, both for Helping Parents Heal and for Helping Siblings Heal. We also have a group called Caring Listeners, and these Caring Listeners are available whenever you need them. There's a phone number for them to be able to call and just talk to if you're going through a difficult time, and I think that that's a wonderful resource as well. We also have, on the Facebook page, we have tributes to the kids. Every day I post the angel dates and the birthdays of all the kids with pictures and descriptions of the different kids. I think that, and we also have a newsletter that comes out every month. Ernie writes a column for the newsletter. It's filled with synchronicities and validations and a lot of fun things that happen. But I also ask parents to write in and tell their own validation stories. So I have different parents who are telling their stories. We have information about all of our affiliates. We have Dr. Mark Pitsbick, who writes a column every month. Sherry Pearl talks about her EVP readings in the newsletter, the new things that are happening every month, as well as other events that are happening, afterlife conferences and things like that. So it's a great way to be able to find out what's going on in the afterlife community. And all of those newsletters are archived on our website. So if you go there and click on the newsletter tab, you can go back as far as you want to 2012. But both of our contact information is on that website as well. So you guys can contact either Ernie or myself if you'd like to. And is it okay for me to just go to segue into this conference that we're having in
before
April?
You,
is that okay?
Yeah, before okay, you do that, though, why don't you give everybody your web address again?
Sure, yes. So it's www.helpingparentsheal.org.
Yeah, and I would just remind people, remember it's the org and not the com, to find them. And now, yes, either one of you want to talk about the conference you have coming up?
Well, Ernie, you can go ahead and talk about the conference if you'd like, or if you don't have the speakers in front of you, maybe you could start out, and then I could say a little bit
more. That sounds good. Now, the conference is April 13th through the 15th, 2018, in Scottsdale, Arizona, and it is going to be filled with love and light and healing validations. We are here, the organization. Elizabeth and Mark as the co-founders, myself being a member of the board of directors, we are here to share the love and to lift people's spirits and to inform them and talk about science and how it works and also help people come to terms and process their own grief. So this conference is going to be over the top. We're so excited. So please come join us.
Yes, and I'd like to add that Irene Vouvalides is actually our conference chair. She's also our Hilton Head affiliate leader, and she's also on the board, and she's doing a fabulous job. Our keynote speaker is George Anderson. He's a very famous psychic medium from New York. We also have Mark Ireland, who Ernie was talking about. He is our co-founder of Helping Parents Heal, and he's also written a few very, very good books, one of them called Soul Shift, Finding Where the Dead Go. It was one of my favorite first books. We have Roberta Grimes, we have Ernie, we have Jake Samuyedny, we have Judith Hancock, who deals with PTSD, which is just a wonderful way to be. She presents ways to heal from that. David Rauter, who's an Australian energy healer, he actually teaches methods to be able to heal yourself through energy. Sherry Pearl will talk about EVP readings. Tom Zuba is a bereaved parent and actually spouse himself, and he's written a book called Permission to Mourn, which is an excellent book. Paula Stevens has Crazy Good Grief, which is a blog spot, and she's amazing. Melinda Kushner is a psychic medium, and she's also trained at Arthur Findlay, and she's just an amazing person. Dr. Craig Hogan, who you know, Jeffrey Olson, who is actually now based here in the Valley, but he speaks throughout the world about his own experience having his wife and one of his children pass in a car accident, and his journey and finding them again. Christine Salter, psychic medium here in the Valley. Sarah Rubel, who channels her son, Scott. Beth D'Angelo, who will be teaching similar to me, Pilates for healing grief. I'll be doing a course on yoga, gentle yoga for healing grief. Irene will be speaking a bit, Irene Vouvalides, who is our conference chair. And we have another couple coming from Washington State, Rich and Beth Olson, who are also bereaved parents who have moved forward and done amazing things in their child's memory. So if anyone would like to have information about the conference, the tab for the conference itself is at the bottom of every single page on our website. So any of the pages you go to, you can click on there, see pictures of the presenters, their bios, as well as the workshops that they're going to be giving.
Well, thank you very much. We're almost at the end of our show now, and I would like to thank the two of you for joining me today. This has really been exciting, hearing about Helping Parents Heal, and I'm really glad that I could help share this information with others, because as I said, I think anyone who's lost a child needs to get in touch with all of you, especially if they've been getting some kinds of signs and think they might be a little bit crazy or they don't believe them. I think it's important that we do need to believe in these signs and realize that people from the other side are trying to desperately get in touch with us to let us know that they're okay.
Can I just add one thing very quickly? I'm so sorry.
Yes, that's okay.
Five of the most important speakers, Suzanne Giesman, who is a huge supporter of our organization, Suzanne Wilson, who is also a psychic medium, incredible supporter, Gary Schwartz, who's developing a soul phone to be able to actually speak to our kids by telephone, will be speaking. Phil Guggenheim,
okay,
who wrote Hello from Heaven, and then Dr. Mark Pitstick, who's also helping Gary Schwartz with the soul phone, but he's also a columnist in our newsletter, and he's a board member. And I'm sorry, they
okay,
were at the top row, and I
yeah. I just wanted to add to that that Suzanne Wilson is going to be my guest next week.
Wonderful.
So yes, we're going to be talking about her book with that soon. And just to let you know, I'm Dr. Susan Barnes. You've been listening to the Psychic Professor Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And you can get in touch with me at www.spiritartgallery.net. And with that, I believe we are just about out of time. So thank you very, very much again, Elizabeth and Ernie, for being
thank
my
you
guest today.
Thank you, Susan. This was wonderful. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, the Voices of Spirit Radio. Dr. Barnes' deep knowledge of spiritual issues provides an hour of lively talk and discussion about everything from historical facts to transcommunication. To download this show or any past shows, or to learn more about Dr. Susan and her spirit-inspired art, visit spiritartgallery.net.